Hello and welcome to another Discourse About Discourse Educast by Ben Wilkoff. Today is Tuesday. Yep, Tuesday, September the 4th. And I guess these are what I'm going to start calling the hidden podcasts, or the lost podcasts, because I seem to be recording them and not ever releasing them. So perhaps this will actually go out, and perhaps it will just stay on my hard drive for a very long time. But I have been, I would say, extremely busy working on the Academy of Discovery, and that has sort of focused me in on a few different things that I'd like to talk about today. I've had a few different meetings with quite a few people that have come into my classroom last Monday, and I don't know if I had if I podcasted about this before, but last Monday I had two Apple representatives, Douglas County Education Federation representative, CIO for Douglas County. They all came into my classroom and observed, and it was pretty amazing to have that conversation afterwards. But the one thing that struck me the most about that conversation, after they observed the class, we talked for about an hour, is that they were looking to me for all kinds of insights. The first question that I got asked is, what is the future of education? What does that look like? And when people that are in that kind of a position of power don't know what the future of education looks like, or maybe they have their own vision for it, but they're sort of looking at what's coming up and they're like, well, maybe I need to shift. And that's a good question to ask. I don't think that people in the position of leadership should stop asking that question. You know, what is the future of education look like? But it really seemed like they were at a total loss for words for a lot of the things that I was doing. And the lesson that I was doing was on collaborative document writing. And we were coming up with the Discovery Online Code, which is like the acceptable use policy that we revise every year. And the kids sort of rewrite and things like that, so that they know exactly what they need to be doing online, which is awesome. And we were using Google Documents. And one of the Apple people, the representative, said, until I stepped into your classroom, I really didn't know what a lot of this looked like in the classroom. And this is, you know, someone who comes from a company that is built around innovation, that is built around articulating a vision of what is coming next. But she couldn't grasp it. She didn't know what was really there in a progressive classroom or a classroom 2.0, whatever you want to call it. And so it really got me thinking about who is articulating the vision of the future of education, because it seems to be that there are pockets of people. You know, the edublogosphere is a huge is a huge example of a pocket, a really large pocket now, that is articulating the vision of what is coming next. But we've talked about how it's very much sometimes in a vacuum. It's really hard to know whether or not, you know, you're actually making a difference in the grander scheme of things, or if just your classroom is the one that that is benefiting from your change directed pedagogy. So that is a really big question to me, is who is the one that's designing the party line? Because right now it seems like the district superintendents and things like that, they're looking to innovative teachers, which is a great thing, but they're not using the skill set that they have in order to articulate the vision. And so the idea that I guess kind of came up with over the weekend was that we need to have a role in a district setting that is his or her sole purpose is to articulate the vision of what comes next. And to do research and development around systems for the integration of technology, and as well as the articulation of a vision, of a voice. There needs to be a really intelligible voice there, and I feel like the entire edublogging community, or I shouldn't say everyone, but a lot of people are saying, you know, co-opt me, and pull me into the greater discussion. We're sort of crying out and saying, you know, if you let us in on those conversations that you're having at the district building, then you will have a well-articulated voice and vision for the future. But if you don't have that, then all you have are regurgitations of the past. And if the people, even the people that are supposedly visionaries in this, if they don't have a conception of what goes on in a classroom setting that is, you know, the next generation of a classroom, then how is it that they're going to articulate that vision to a wider spectrum of teachers? And so I guess what I'm really trying to think about is, how do I define that job? Because if it doesn't exist, it needs to. And, you know, I wonder if that is the right position. Over the summer, I had this whole sort of technology integration specialist debacle where I was, you know, contemplating applying for it, then contemplating getting it, then, you know, worrying about Academy of Discovery stuff in between. And I think the reason why it was such a struggle for me is because it was such like a stopgap position where that was awesome. I want to do this, but there could be something better. And I feel like I'm doing some really amazing work with the Academy of Discovery and with doing professional development with my fellow teachers, and I really enjoy that part, but I'm not really sure if the unified voice is ever going to happen unless someone steps up and says, I am going to be a visionary for the district, and this is where we are going to go next. And they have that diplomatic value to work with all of the different stakeholders within that and try and get some work done. So I guess that's what I've been thinking about, and I'm looking for some input. So if this does go out, I'm looking for some input as to how to define that job. What does it look like? What's the job called? And then do we need that position, that person who can articulate the vision for a district or for a school, or because right now we have a lot of personal vision and a lot of personal passion, and it would be really amazing to create change on a larger scale. So if you'd like to leave a comment on the podcast, it's bhwilkoff.podomatic.com. My email is benwilkoff@gmail.com. And you can check out the Academy of Discovery stuff at academyofdiscovery.com. All right. I hope to hear from you soon. Bye-bye.